Beloved, come here for a second. I need you to sit down, get still, and just breathe. Because we about to do something. We back. Purposely Awakened is back. And I'm Zora. And if you don't know me yet, you will. Because I'm not going anywhere. Not this time. Now I could spend a lot of time explaining what this show is. What we stand for. What we're building. But honestly, the music is gonna do that better than I ever could. So for this first episode, our very first one back, I'm not starting with a speech. I'm starting with an album. The Return by Erica Mason. And if that title alone didn't already tell you everything, then beloved, stay with me, because it's about to. So first, if you don't know Erica Mason, let me sit her down in front of you real quick. She's an Atlanta-based hip-hop and R&B artist, mental health advocate, and honestly, just a woman who decided to stop hiding and start testifying. She went viral with songs like Unappreciated and Better, hit number one on Amazon Music, top 20 on iTunes, performed on BET, built over 500,000 followers in 90 days just by being honest about her healing journey. She runs a touring wellness event called The Healing Experience. And now, she gave us her first full-length album, The Return, 16 tracks, all produced by Jafari Jeter. And every single one of them feels like something somebody needed to say out loud but was scared to. Sound familiar? That's what we do here too. Now, I'm not gonna walk you through every track. I'm gonna talk to you the way I always talk to you, like we sitting across from each other, coffee getting cold because the conversation got too good. Let me start with Holy Water. Beloved. That song. She opens it at 12 years old. Trauma finds her. So she goes to church. Just like that, no buildup, no cushion. She drop you right into it. She takes you through the whole journey, the black church, being put on stages before she even knew who she was, almost losing her soul in the process, her grandmother telling her to get out, and then coming out publicly as a queer Christian, in a space that was never built to hold all of her. And she put every bit of that into bars, with names, with details, with the kind of specificity that only comes from somebody who is done protecting the people who never protected them. That is the most honest song on this album. And I believe, with everything in me, it is the best one too. This is exactly why Purposely Awakened exists. Because somebody has to create the space where that truth can breathe. Stay Ready is the one that's gonna get you up out your seat. She's talking about hitting rock bottom and taking the very stones she fell on and building something with them. There's a line where she talks about going through things that pastors only ever preach about, writing them on her heart so nobody else could ever ink them out. I had to stop. I had to just stop and sit with that. Because that's not a rap lyric. That's a testimony. That is what it looks like to refuse to let your pain become somebody else's footnote. I see you, Erica. Then there's Tug of War. And this is where she got me in a different way. She opens it with a spoken confession. She literally says, out loud on record, that she is in the most difficult place in her life. That she is not the old version of herself. But she's not who she needs to be yet. She is somewhere in between, eating alone to protect her energy, fighting her own self to get herself back. And I need you to hear me when I say that in-between space is where most of us are living right now. That's the part of the healing journey that doesn't get posted. You're not broken like you used to be. But you're not whole yet either, and it is uncomfortable, and it is lonely. and some days you don't even know what to call it. She called it, on the record, for all of us. That is courage, beloved. There's one more song I have to mention. She doesn't perform it. She just talks. She lists what she wants. Her money. Her love. A house that finally feels like a home. Peace. A woman for president. Good credit and still wanting to eat good. Sleep. Real sleep. A wife. A house in Lisbon and making love every night. She just said it. All of it. In the same breath. No apology. No asterisk. No bravery announcement. She just wanted what she wanted. And she said so. And in that moment, that one song, she was the most free I heard her on the entire project. That's what awakened looks like. Not loud. Not performing. Just free. Now I keep it real with the people I love. So let me be honest about one thing. The production, Jafari Jeter did his thing throughout, but it stays in the same lane for 16 tracks. The beat doesn't always shift when the subject matter does. You go from a song about depression to a song about celebration, and sonically, it feels even. For a next project, I'd love to hear the music move the way her words do. Match the emotional range she's clearly capable of. But that is a minor note on a major work, because the writing is carrying this album and carrying it well. So here's where Zora lands. The return is for the person in a season of coming back to themselves, to God, from grief, from burnout, from a version of themselves they outgrew but didn't know how to leave behind. It is for the person who is healing but still has hard days, who believes in something bigger but has complicated feelings about the church, who is learning to hold all the parts of themselves at the same time without any of them canceling the others out. Erica Mason made a record that is spiritually grounded, emotionally honest, and culturally necessary. And that right there, that is the language of this show. Go get the album. It's on iTunes. Support the Healing Experience Tour. Support the women who tell the truth so the rest of us don't have to be so alone in ours. This is Zora, the awakened. And this, beloved, is purposely awakened. We are just getting started.